whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
That was Pietrangelo who looks back, and then Byram steps up in the slot. Pass to the far post, and they score on the delay penalty call against the Sabres. Stone goes to the net and makes it 2-0.
That was your game winner, 12:23 into the game. Jack Eichel finding Mark Stone, going to the net. A beautiful pass, and Stone puts it home. That's all Vegas would need. Buffalo only scoring one. Vegas winning 3-1. Your goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR as we welcome you in here to the post game. Buffalo falling to 3-1. Falling 3-1 to Vegas. We'll be heading back to the locker room and Paul Hamilton with some player reaction coming up here in just a few moments. But the Sabres finished this road trip with just one win in four games. 1-2-1 officially on the trip. They pick up 3 out of a possible 8 points. And now are basically at halfway, just one short of it. 40 games in, the Sabres have only won 14 times. That is not good. 40 games in with 14 wins. And they are dead last in the East. And another regulation loss tonight, so no points in the standings. I don't have to let you know that they've passed anybody because they got no points. A better third, for sure. They outshot Vegas 14-7. That was their best period, but the standard was low because the first two were not great. And as Paul said, had there just been maybe a little offense going on at any point in this game, maybe it could have been a realistic chance to win tonight against a team that's been red hot at home, who only scored 3. So you're playing your number two goalie tonight, James Reimer. You're giving Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen a night off, and your goalie, you didn't lose at all because of your backup goalie. In fact, he kept you in it for quite a while when Vegas was definitely the better team through the first two periods when they outshot you 26-10 and had numerous good opportunities that James Reimer stopped. So you can't throw the, well, we didn't play Luukkonen excuse in there. The offense just not getting it done. The power play continues to contribute, and Zucker is leading the way. He scores again, but nobody else is really contributing at all right now. You've got some really cold Sabres with the offense. Zucker, not one of them. He's been very good, but one goal, obviously, not enough here tonight as they fall by a score of 3-1. So Washington will be next on Monday at 7. We get to see Alex Ovechkin come to town. Steve Foley Law pregame at 6. But we wait for Paul Hamilton coming up here in just a moment. I mentioned the shot totals in the third were 14-7 Buffalo. It ends up 33-24 in favor of Vegas in this one. As we get to our final stats, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better, visit levelfa.com. Reimer takes the loss with 30 saves on 33 shots. Aiden Hill gets the win, 24 shots, 23 saves in this one. Eichel is star 3. He had a goal and an assist. Lyzinski with a goal. He opened the scoring, star number 2. And Stone, star number 1. He ends up with the game winner in front of 18,111 at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. So, yep, a disappointing road trip. I know Paul and I were saying before this started, hey, maybe you can go 3-1. You can feel like you're putting that 13-game winless streak in the distance. Instead, they win the opener against St. Louis, but then drop 3 in a row. They only pick up 1 point with that OT loss to Colorado. They have a regulation loss to Dallas, the regulation loss tonight. And these last couple of games, they are not scoring. And they are getting power play effectiveness. It was better again tonight, as it's been a little bit better as of late. They're getting a lot more movement on the power play. That's what we've been hearing, obviously, from what the Sabres are saying themselves in terms of their strategy. It seems to be working pretty well. Keeping Tage Thompson not necessarily always in the same spot. Teams aren't as easy to know where he is, so the ability to defend him becomes a little bit more challenging. And it's been good. But, I mean, look at the goal here tonight. It's a shot that looks to be on goal that Zucker deflects, and he's right in front. And if the Sabres are willing to go to the net, and if they're willing to have shots that are accurate on net, they've had success this year. It just has not been enough. It has not been for 60 minutes very often. And tonight's another example of that. I thought they did a lot better job of that in the third, but 20 minutes against a very good team's not going to win you the game. You only score one. The first two periods, they missed the net just as much as they hit the net. They had 10 shots on goal and 10 shots that they missed. In fact, they had 17 other shot attempts that ended up not getting the hill. So, you know, that has got to be better. That's been a storyline that's kind of been back and forth throughout the season. It seems like the Sabres bring it up. It gets addressed a little better, and then it goes away. All right, let's go to the room, and James Reimer's up first, live in Vegas with Paul.
James, it was one of those first 40 minutes. Just didn't seem like there was a lot of energy. It seemed like the middle was open a lot. It seemed like there were a lot of turnovers. What did you see from your crease?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we, I think we care. I think we got character in this room, and you know, maybe sometimes execution isn't there, but you know, I like a lot of things about this group, and unfortunately, sometimes you don't have your best. That goes for everyone. Sometimes I don't got my best, and so you know, I thought we had a good push in the third there, and you know, made it close, and so. But unfortunately, I mean, you know, he can't play 20 minutes and expect to win. But I thought our response in the third was good, and I thought our game was coming.
Did you know you were playing this game yesterday, or was it this morning when you found out? Or?
Yeah, I found out yesterday.
And did you know on the trip, thinking, you know, there's a home game Monday, it's a long trip back, but it was a possibility you might get this one?
Yeah, I mean, I've played a while in this league, and you kind of get a feel for the schedule and what games you might possibly play. I mean, obviously, it's always up to the coaches, and you never know what they're thinking or what their thought process is. So, you know, I just practice, try and stay ready. I have an idea, you know, that this might be the one. And so, you know, it doesn't really change my preparation too much because I try and bring it every day, whether it's practice, morning skate, or games. So.
James, you said that you, as you said, you've been in this league a long time. What are the types of things you do to keep yourself ready? Because you know what to do now because you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's no secret. You know, I learned it from the veterans before me, and it's beautifully and monotonously simple. You know, it's a cliche, but you know. I learned it from probably, you know, Roberto Luongo. I had a part of it naturally ingrained in me from, you know, from my parents, from my dad, and having a good work ethic. But you know, Lou came to the rink every day. It didn't matter what day it was, and he worked. He just did the same things every day and brought it every day. And so, you know, that was one guy I really got to learn from, and that's, you know, kind of how I try and emulate my day-to-day process is you come to the rink with a plan of what you want to do, what you want to get better, and the level of compete you want to bring, and then you bring it. And so, you know, that's what I try and do. And then when games come around, then it just rolls into that.
How tough was it for everybody in this room to get out there today after what happened Thursday?
Yeah, honestly, I don't even remember what happened Thursday. I think we got a point, and so you know, today was a new day, and you know, we just didn't quite have enough, but you know, I'm looking forward to a response on Monday.
And especially the way you played in the second period, how much did you just feel like you got into a little bit more of a rhythm, kind of the more pucks you saw in this game?
Yeah, I mean, that's usually the case. You know, the more pucks you see, the bigger the puck is. And so, you know, I was overall happy with my game. You know, obviously, when I look at it, I wish I could have made three more saves. But, you know, I thought I had a pretty good body of work. And you know, tomorrow we're traveling, but come Monday morning, back on the ice and do the same thing over and over again.
Thank you, James. Thanks. James Reimer in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, James Reimer, and I thought some really, really mature veteran comments there, just talking about the room, talking about just not only playing 20 minutes, but, you know, I mean, Roberto Luongo crediting him, hey, this is how you prepare, especially when you're the backup, this is how you get ready. So some good stuff, but Reimer has been on enough teams, he's been in the league long enough, he knows. I mean, look, he said it here, I think we care, I think we have character in this room, but the execution's not there, but he likes this group. I mean, I feel like that's pretty consistent from what we're hearing from guys that have kind of joined this team. We've heard it from Zucker. We've heard it from McLeod. Like, this group isn't like a group that doesn't get along or is dislikable or guys that aren't trying. They just, they a lot of times don't have that execution. They don't seem to be able to execute at a consistent ability. And I do think they care. I think he's right. I do think they have guys in there that are good character guys. I think Kevin Adams has assembled a group of guys that like each other, that want to be good teammates, that they've built the room with guys that want to be a successful team. They just can't execute on a consistent basis. And I think that that's just something that we're seeing in front of our eyes here over these last few years. The problem is that Kevin Adams really hasn't done anything about it in terms of changing the talent level. Just because you like the makeup of the team in terms of their character and the fact that they care doesn't mean that they're just going to win hockey games. So I think that's important, but clearly there's a lot of other facets that go with it. The style of these players in terms of how they handle pressure and adversity and how they execute on a consistent basis, they obviously have shown they're not able to do that. And that's why they're sitting in last right now in the Eastern Conference. But good stuff there from Reimer. You know, I know we're sitting here, you know, I'm sitting here complimenting a backup goaltender after another loss here. They've won 14 times in 40 games. So it, you know, it may sound like I'm missing the big picture here, which I am fully aware this team's in, you know, going nowhere fast. They have shown no ability to put any sort of consistent effort together or any sort of consistent winning execution together. But Reimer, I think, you know, there's some positives there. I think he's the appropriate backup right now for this team, with the fact that Luukkonen is a guy that's going to play 4 out of 5 games or 5 out of 6 games throughout rotations. And he seems to be able to handle playing once or twice a month, if that ends up what it ends up being, or once or twice every few weeks. So I think overall that's, you know, I think he's the right guy. I think for whatever value the team had with Craig Anderson, and we talked about that quite a bit, I'm not comparing these two and saying they're the same, but Reimer says a lot of things that remind me of things that Craig Anderson said, being a good teammate, learning how to prepare. So I think he's a positive impact on this room. Again, he's the backup who's going to play once every 5, 6, 7 games. So the impact that he can have on the ice in terms of his play, he's just got to come in and try to not let it drop. And I think for the most part, he's done a pretty good job. I think he had one poor game for the most part since he's been back here in this time. When Kevin Adams reacquired him, I think he's been pretty good for Buffalo, giving his team the chance to win every time they've gone out there. But again, you score one, or as he says, you really push for 20 minutes. You can't expect to win in the NHL, especially when you're playing a team like Vegas. I mean, this team is excellent. It almost kind of felt like Vegas was just kind of on cruise control. They're like, yeah, we got this. We're fine. You know, yeah, it's only 2-0, or yeah, it's 3-0. We're fine here. It didn't seem as though Vegas really had to like step on the gas to like go to their A-plus game in order to win. Back to Vegas. Here's Rasmus Dahlin now live.
How difficult the game was this in the wake of what happened Thursday? There wasn't a lot of response the first 40 minutes at all.
No, started too late. It just cannot happen in this league. You have to be ready the first whistle. They rolled over us first period, and then we start playing good again, but too late. We have to be better. This is not acceptable.
What was the difference in the first 5 minutes of the third period? You probably had more offensive zone time than you had in the first 40 minutes. What was the difference between the two?
We pushed. Every time we don't think, we just play with instincts. And I mean, the compete. The compete is the main thing. Win battles. Keep it simple. Win battles again. Pucks to the net. That's the stuff that works. And we have to understand that's what we have to do.
You know, there was obviously a lot of compete Thursday, even though the game didn't end the way you wanted. Why do you think we've had a bunch of these games this year where we've seen just, you know, I think of Philly, the Islanders, you can go through 4 or 5 of them where you just guys didn't show up?
You have to learn in this league. You can't learn. It takes time to learn. I just feel like the main thing in this league, you cannot be satisfied. When you start being satisfied after a good game, it's not a good thing. Every day is a new day, and we really have to learn that. you know, we have to come to the realization that's, you know, we can't be a young team anymore. We have to learn these little things that all the vets knows about, and we have to step up. This is we can't do this thing.
Specifically, where do you feel your game could have been better in the first 40 minutes?
Everything. Pucks to the net. You know, stay in the middle on one of the goals. Push harder. Be more of a leader. You know, you can improve on everything. You have to look yourself in the mirror.
With the open ice in the middle of the ice, from a team standpoint, was that a lot of mental mistakes with the middle of the ice open a lot for them?
You mean the open
for Vegas? Oh, yeah, they had a lot of chances in the middle of the ice where they were alone and there wasn't a saber around.
Yeah, that can't happen. That's should our BR territory in the middle, especially in the D zone. We learned that too late in the game, and they took advantage of their chances.
Thanks, Rasmus. Rasmus Dahlin on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Paul, thank you very much. Dahlin, they're obviously talking about how they can't start late. They can't just play 20 minutes. He said they rolled over us in the first. I mean, it was pretty direct right there and pretty accurate, I would say, for sure. Vegas just came out and, you know, they did their thing and got up 2-0 12 minutes into the game. And ultimately, that's all they needed because Buffalo only scored one. All right, so let's get some more stats in here while we wait for Lindy Ruff, who will be coming up next. Let's talk special teams. Sabres do win that portion. They've done that more often than not this year. 1-for-3 on the power play, or I should say more often lately. 1-for-3 on the power play. Zucker, again, has been on fire on the power play. The Buffalo getting goal there. And Vegas 0-for-2, as Paul mentioned, the penalty kill for the Sabres 5-on-4 has been very good. I believe now that's 11 in a row that they've been able to kill off a 5-on-4 situation. Your Dynabraid.com power play update powered by Dynabraid Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. Let's go to the injury report next here, and it's brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at Catholic Health St. Joseph Campus. Go with Joe's. One of the scratches tonight wasn't an injury, but it was a sickness. That's why Jacob Bryson sat and Dennis Gilbert played. Gilbert ends up in this game not playing a whole bunch, 8.5 minutes. He was registered with 3 hits, 1 block shot, but not a ton of ice time for him tonight on 14 shifts. But Gilbert went in for the sickness that Jacob Bryson had. The only other flip in the lineup, as of this moment, we don't believe it to be injury-related. Obey Cobell went in, played 10.5 minutes with a shot on goal and 3 hits. And he replaced Sam Lafferty, who came out of the lineup tonight. So that was the only change there. And, of course, Reimer in that you could have figured out already. He was in for Lukanen. Likely we'll see Lukanen back for Monday's game when the Sabres take on Washington and Alex Ovechkin. All right, here's Lindy Ruff live in Vegas.
Lindy, how disappointed are you in just the first 40 minutes, a complete lack of response almost?
You know, I think you look at their puck play early on. We turn a play over 2-on-5 just over the line. I thought we came out the first shift, great first opportunity. You know, Zucks walks in alone. You got to follow that up with another good shift. We followed it up with a just terrible play that led to a goal against.
Seemed like the middle of the ice was open quite often for Vegas in this game. What was wrong with some of the coverages?
I just thought they were quicker. They were faster. They hit. Are you talking about the goals against?
Just overall, they had a lot of good chances. Reimer,
the ice and 2 goals. Mm-hmm. They haven't done that in 5 games. Mm-hmm. Why they left? No reason to leave the middle of the ice.
Through it all, I mean, you talked about Zucker having that chance, and you had 2 one-timers, open one-timers that both didn't hit the net. I mean,
we're missing that way too often. We miss the net. We start the second period with a 2-on-1, a minute and 30 seconds, and we don't even. I mean, we didn't have a great first period, and we got a chance right there to a plus chance that turned into nothing. That sums up our puck play. I thought our passing to start with between our D and forwards was poor. I thought theirs was spot on, and you end up chasing them around.
You got a good game out of Reimer. Did you decide that yesterday in the wake of Thursday, or was it just
the plan was always to play him today.
Yeah.
There was never any indecision on playing him.
Is the thinking with that is you're going to travel on Sunday and you have a game right away on Monday, so it only makes sense to play him?
The thinking is there's been a lot of games, and we do have travel, and we've had a couple late nights. And UPL needs rest, too. So, thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, so the plan to play Reimer was the plan all, you know, the entire time. All right, Lindy Ruff's press conference brought to you by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. 3-1, Vegas beats Buffalo. Let's go right back to T-Mobile Arena where Paul Hamilton is. Paul, let's start with some of the Dahlin comments, just saying that they started too late. He's got to be ready. They have to be ready at the first whistle. He said, quote, they rolled over us in the first. Some decent words there from the captain.
Yeah, and you could hear Lindy Ruff getting more agitated as it went on. It wasn't because of us. He was getting agitated talking about that game and the way his players played. It's unexplainable, some of it. Remember in the beginning we talked about the Ray Lax keys to the game?
Mm-hmm.
What did I tell you? Your best players have to be your best players. And I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but I didn't even know that Rasmus Dahlin had a uniform on until the third period. He was awful. So was everybody else. But he's your best player. He, last two games, Colorado's best player showed up. Vegas' best player showed up. Buffalo's didn't. Where was Rasmus Dahlin? Where was Tage Thompson for the first 40 minutes? You know, Tage Thompson had that one time around the power play. Yes, Hill had to put a pad on it, but it was going wide. Paterka had a chimney. Perfect. Going wide. Zucker goes in. Over wide. Two on one. Force the pass when you have a wide open shot. But I'm sorry. I'm not going with Rasmus Dahlin's a young player or the rest of that garbage. That was an unacceptable performance by your best player in the first 40 minutes. He has to help your team out of it, which he finally did in the third period, but it was way too late. He's got to help his team out of it why it still happened. But he's part of the problem instead of the solution to the problem, and it's unacceptable.
And he's wearing the C, Paul, so if there's anybody that could have the most influence out of anybody on the team, you would think it'd be him, right? So, I mean, he's got to come out and have that, even if he's sensing instantly, like he said, they ran over, like, if he is sensing that they're not ready to go, then, like, he's got the green light to go do something about it because he's got that C on his jersey.
Yeah, no, he does. And he's been an all-star. He's been a very good player at times. I'm not saying he's a bad hockey player, but for what he was drafted at, he was drafted to be a generational defenseman. He was drafted to be, you know, those guys that, you know, that come out once every X amount of years. The guy that's going to make the difference. The guy that's going to be like Makar, that you see what he does with Colorado. And he's been a huge disappointment that way. And that I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm saying he's a very good player. But for what he was supposed to be, what the Sabres thought they were getting, right now, if you redid the draft, he wouldn't even be the third. He would be around the third overall pick. Quinn Hughes should not be a better hockey player than Rasmus Dahlin. And he is a hugely better hockey player than Rasmus Dahlin. He's already won the Norris Trophy. And Quinn Hughes, if I'm going by memory, I believe was the seventh overall pick in that draft. And Brady Tkachuk, I would take him long before I would take Rasmus Dahlin as the second overall pick. And he's just been a huge disappointment.
Paul, James Reimer did give them a chance to win tonight. He credited Roberto Luongo for kind of helping him, you know, be ready. It seems like he seems to be the right fit for what the Sabres need in their number two right now, both on and off the ice.
Yeah, the two young guys weren't going to work together. They both have to play, and they both only play well when they play a bunch of minutes. Neither one is going to be, at least the way I see it, is going to be a backup goaltender in this league. I don't think that's the way they're made up. I think they both have to be starting goaltenders in this league, and so that makes Reimer, I think, the perfect guy to back up one of those youngsters, even next year. I mean, he has shown us in a lot of the games, not every game, but I would say most of them, where, you know, he can play that odd game for you and keep himself ready, you know, for this game. He's been in this league a long time. He knows how to keep himself ready for that action. And I just don't think they can go forward for more than a year with Levi and Luukkonen as their pair. I just don't think those goaltenders put up with it. Whoever is not the starting goaltender, I'm sure will ask to get traded. You know, so, you know, it's you got to get a veteran like Reimer that can back up whoever that starting goaltender winds up being. And, you know, I think for at least for this year and maybe even next year, you know, who knows how long he's going to be able to do it at his age. But, no, I think that's been a good pickup for them.
Yeah. Paul, the last thing now. The Sabres have hit 40 games. Monday will be the official halfway mark. They have 14 wins in 40 games. I mean, just to look at that number now, 14 of 40, like that shows why they're in last right now. That's a damning number to see 14 of 40.
Yeah, and as I told you in the pregame, they're there because they deserve to be there. This is not a good hockey team. And unfortunately, the people, I'll repeat this that I said in the pregame, this is my opinion. The people that are in charge of this hockey team, the owner, Terry Pegula, and the general manager, Kevin Adams, keep saying that this is a good hockey team. And if they believe that, and I do think they believe it. I don't think anybody's lying. I think they believe that they aren't as bad as their record indicates. You are who you are. And this has been going on for over 2 years now from this team. And I think they're just kidding themselves, thinking that this is a good hockey team. It's not even close to being a good hockey team. Here we are again, three-game winning streak. When was the last time we saw a three-game winning streak followed by a three-game losing streak? Three different times this year? I mean, that's what they do. This is who they are. This is what they do. They go on a bit of a streak one way, and then they go on a bit of a streak the other. And it's usually three wins followed by three losses or more. I would be shocked if they beat the Washington Capitals on Monday. After travel, after being out west, the Washington Capitals are an extremely good hockey team. If you're not on your tip-top of your game, you're losing that hockey game. I will be shocked if they win that game. So there's a good possibility. I think the odds are more in the favor of a four-game losing streak coming up than a three-game losing streak being broken. Now, I could be proven wrong on that, and if I'm wrong, I'll say so. But, you know, that's what they're up against. It's not that, like they're playing a soft team. They're playing, coming into Saturday, the third-best team points percentage in the National Hockey League. You know, I haven't looked at the standings since tonight's results, but that's the way it was coming into Saturday. And good luck on that one.
Yeah, Washington currently, Paul, after the game win today, they're number one in the East, 55 points, a 705 points percentage. I think it's only Vegas that's better. So there you go.
Yeah, because they might have jumped to second. They were third coming into this day. Vegas was first. Vegas, of course, will stay first with the win. And since the Capitals won, they could have jumped up to second.
Yep. Paul, I'll finish with this here just for the standings talk here. I mean, I look at these other games elsewhere. Montreal figured out a way to win in Colorado tonight in a shootout, 2-1. The Canadiens, who I honestly thought was like an embarrassing team here, are 1 point out of a playoff spot right now. They have 39 and Ottawa has 40. So it's Montreal. What, 2 weeks ago, the Sabres, that was the only team they were ahead of. Now Montreal is a point.
And that's where it started.
Behind Ottawa. Yeah.
That's where it started for Montreal, was the win over Buffalo. The Vegas' only loss in, what, 10 or 11 games came to Montreal here in this building recently, where Montreal was down 2 goals and came back and won the game. So now Montreal has won in this building. They have won in Colorado, where Buffalo had a chance to win in the overtime in Colorado. They didn't even get a chance, a shot on goal. All they did is give the puck away. One of their best players gives the puck away and gives them a breakaway, and they lose after having a 3-0 lead and a 2-goal lead with 2.5 minutes left to go in the game. So that's the difference. Earlier in the season, or when the season started, I would have said the Buffalo Sabres are a hugely better team than the Montreal Canadiens. They're not. I would have said the Buffalo Sabres are a hugely better team than the Ottawa Senators. They're not. Both those teams have gone on big runs and have got, you know, Ottawa has been sitting in that last playoff spot for a while now. And because of the run they went on, and then they lost both their goaltenders to injury. But, you know, Montreal, all of a sudden, they got Line A back. Now, I'm not a big fan of Line A, but he does score goals. I don't think he's the type of player that wins you championships because of the way he plays. But he got red hot, and so did the Canadiens. They got another guy in Cole Caulfield that can score goals and has been scoring goals lately. So, yeah, then that's what we've been talking about for 2 years plus 40 games now. You can't just go on three-game winning streaks and expect to move up the standings. You just can't. You got to have almost every team in the league has a longer streak, and winning teams have multiple long streaks, winning streaks, 7, 8, 9, even more when it comes to that. Not this group. Because, and I'm just going to keep saying it, and I'm going to keep repeating it, because this group is not a good hockey team. They are not even close.
Paul, thank you for all your work on this road trip, especially tonight in Vegas, and we will see you Monday night with the Sabres and the Caps.
Okay, talk to you then.
All right, great. Paul Hamilton out in Las Vegas, where Buffalo falls 3-1. And, yeah, Montreal has moved up to within a point. Detroit, by the way, they made a coaching change. They've won 4 straight. They're only 2 points back of Ottawa. Sabres remain in the basement in the East. Well, right, Washington is Monday at 7. Steve Foley Law pregame at 6. For all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you at this time. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com. When we come back, we'll get our save of the game, check the scores from around the rest of the NHL, and get you more updates on the standings here. 3-1 Vegas beating Buffalo as the road trip comes to an end at 1-2-1. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Knights keep it in for a chance up front. Big save by Reimer.
Yes.
Dorofeev right on the doorstep with a look at James Reimer.
James Reimer giving Buffalo a chance to win tonight. I thought he played well. 30 saves. That one right there, our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Is your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 3-1 Vegas. Brian Colziel with you here. Thanks for staying up late. We're going to finish with the scoreboard here from around the NHL, and it's brought to you by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. All right, let's go to the game that we'll see Buffalo's next opponent. That's Washington. We'll start there. They won this afternoon by a score of 7-4, and guess what? Alex Ovechkin scored in that one. So Ovechkin inching closer to Wayne Gretzky's record. We'll talk a little bit more about that, of course, on Monday's broadcast with the Sabres facing the Caps. Other finals. Sharks beat the Devils 3-2. Detroit, they've won 4 in a row since their coaching change, winning in Winnipeg 4-2. Toronto, 6-4 winners today against the Boston Bruins. Auston Matthews sealing it with the empty net with 31 seconds left. He's up to now 12 goals on the season. Jake McCabe, the former Sabre, getting a goal for Toronto as well. Wild shut out the Hurricanes 4-0. Columbus 6-4 winners at home tonight as they beat St. Louis. Montreal, as we mentioned with Paul last segment, winning in Colorado 2-1 in a shootout. Dallas wins 3-2 in an overtime game over Utah. Los Angeles 2-1 winners over Tampa. Nashville a 4-1 victory in Calgary, and Edmonton beats Seattle 4-2. So with the loss, the Sabres through 40 games, 14-21-5, 33 points. They are 7 points back of Ottawa for the final playoff spot. Columbus and Pittsburgh also have 40. Montreal 39, Detroit 38, with Philadelphia 38. Both New York teams at 35, and then it's the Sabres in dead last of the East with 33. Well, thanks for staying up late with us here tonight as we wrap up our postgame. Want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer. Thank you, TJ. Kyle Powell on our social media. You can also check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton is our reporter tonight in Vegas. Tom Maddy is our engineer. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Colziel. The final again from T-Mobile Arena. It was Vegas 3, Buffalo 1. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow. We'll have coverage here on WGR starting at 7 a.m. Kickoff at 1. And we'll find out tomorrow who the Bills are going to play in the opening round of the playoffs. And then, of course, I'll be back with you Monday at KeyBank Center. Washington 7 o'clock. See Foley Law pregame at 6. For now, good night, and enjoy the Bills game tomorrow. And I'll talk to you Monday from KeyBank Center right here on the Sabres Radio Network.